Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, why don't you give us an update on the digital marketing campaign?
Absolutely. The Oklahoma Beef Council is in the midst of a 10-month digital marketing campaign to reach Oklahoma consumers with messages of beef's taste, its versatility, nutrition, and sustainability. At the midway point, we are thrilled that our videos have been viewed almost 2 million times by Oklahoma consumers. Unlike television through YouTube advertising, we are able to very specifically target consumers, such as moms of toddlers and infants, with our Early Years campaign. The best part, we only pay if they watch at least 30 seconds of the spot. Currently, our cost per view is running about 2 cents a consumer, and our best performing video ads featured a national holiday beef roast ad and a video produced by the Oklahoma Beef Council that works to bust the myths of beef sustainability.
Thanks, Heather. Remember, you can learn more about what's going on with your beef checkoff by going to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
Today's livestock markets were weaker, generally weaker here. The June live cattle down 47 at 115.87. The August at 118.60 down 82. October's down 47 here at 123.70. Technically speaking, this is the lowest we've been in just over a week. We're giving back about $3 off the high about 4 or 5 trading days ago on the June live cattle. It looks like the cash market this week's going to round out around 119. We had anywhere from 116 to 120, but I'll call it 119. The feeder cattle were down about $1 to $1.50, with August settling out at 151.35, down $1.50. Also gave back about $7 or $8 off of the high just 2 trading days ago. We went all the way up to nearly 159 before giving it all the way back and closing at 151. So that's $8 off of the high 2 days ago. But we're still considerably off the low earlier in May. It went just below 142, so we're about $10 off the low. We're still above some moving averages, which could provide some support. The hog market today, June's are up $1.52 at 117.25. June hogs are now, for the second time, more expensive than June live cattle, so that's quite extraordinary.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members' interests at the state capitol and work nationally with other state farm bureaus in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org, where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
Grain markets giving some back today after rallying really strongly yesterday. July corn was down 7 3/4 at 656 3/4. The December down 9.5 at 545.5. Beans were 4 to 6 cents lower here. November beans, new crop down 5.5 at 1372 3/4. Kind of giving some back from yesterday, but overall, if you look back, we've had several pullbacks over the last 6 months. And this really, at this point, looks the same as previous ones. So we went up all the way up over 1450 and then down below 1350. And so we're about a third of the way back up to those highs and right at the moving averages at this point for the November beans. Now the crop weather for the corn and bean belt looked pretty good. Overall, we've got still some really dry areas in the Dakotas, and the Dakotas combined account for about 10% of the total corn acres and 15% of the total bean acres. So it is significant that those are dry. If you say you have a 30% reduction in yield in 10% of the acres, well, that ends up being, 3% of the overall crop reduction, which is 5 to 6 bushels an acre if it yields up to its potential. The wheats today were down about 13 cents. It looks like down here in southern Oklahoma, the wheat is ripening. It looks like we're going to have a fairly decent crop.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.